Essentially, what is happening here is what I would call the marketization leading to the privatization of social services that are provided by non-profit community-based groups at the moment, from partnerships, from local employment services, job clubs, that are run on a not-for-profit basis. And essentially what the government is doing is to get rid of them and to get for-profit providers into the system, which will lead to essentially the commodification of the unemployed. That's what they're about. And now they will throw out all sorts of fancy talk and throw dust in the eye of politicians who have tried to support us right across the political spectrum, from Sinn Féin to Fianna Fáil, Social Democrats, Greens, Labour Party, etc., who are all opposed to this. But Minister Humphreys, working in tandem with, I think, a very ideologically driven Department of Social Protection, is hell-bent on privatising these services.
We know the North West is one of the regions where this is happening. With that in mind, given the potential for action, is there a possibility that we may see Donegal listed among the areas when SUPTU publishes its list on Friday?
Yeah, we're meeting with the national committees of our members in LES, Local Employment Services, and Job Clubs on Friday, and we'll finalise that list then. So Donegal may be in that, but that'll be a decision that will be taken on Friday.